Hi everyone, I'm Gary Knoll. Nice to have you with us today. Have a lot to share. Always upbeat, positive, and insightful. We're going to start with the latest on health and healing, but let me just tell you what we've done over the last 5 days. We completely deconstructed and reconstructed from scratch our radio station for several reasons. One is because we have so many new people coming and downloading shows that it frequently takes 10 or 15 minutes for someone just to be able to get on the platform, and yet we had maxed out how much space we had on the previous platform. We also build in redundancy, so if one problem occurs, there'll be a solution right behind it. So we have double of everything. We also have expanded the capacity to share more information. We have the latest generation. I brought in, we had Isaiah and Rodney and Phil and Melanie and Peter two different real brainy guys on the internet, and they just took it all apart. Instead of just fixing this, they changed everything. When I say everything, I mean everything. It's just state of the art. Doesn't get any better. Also, they put in security systems because a couple months ago, someone hacked in and took us off the air for 2 days. That's less likely to happen now because of the new systems that we have in place and redundancy. But here's what else we have, and I'll just take a moment to share this with you. We're adding some new things. I mean, really exciting new things. These are free. There is a public service. For those of you, generally older people, who say, I just want to hear health information, okay. Well, this week we're loading in health and nutrition only. So you'll be able to go to GaryKnoll.com. You'll see a tab there. Not now. It's being loaded up. We have a whole team doing all this. There's a lot of people involved. But you'll be able to have hundreds of health and nutrition programs, only health and nutrition. No commercials, nothing else. So everything you could possibly want on health and nutrition, that'll be there. You can take as much as you want. But also, you're going to have film clips. Clips from 5 to 7, 8 minutes on given themes and a bunch of them per topic. For example, how to shop in a regular store and find healthy foods in a regular supermarket. How to shop for healthy foods in a health food store. Cooking, exercise, gardening, how to plant your own orchard. All this was filmed, and we have all this in segments by category. So now you can really get in depth. And we tested this for the last 6 months. And just in our first outgoing on one site, we had 20,000 views of this. So it's, you know, it's very popular. But I wanted to test it first before we offer it. And I'm adding to it. My hope is to have between 5 and 10,000 video clips short for you to be able to watch. We also have our Conversations with Remarkable Minds. Now, I found some conversations I had with Pearl Buck, Norman Mailer, Arthur Miller, Rene Dubos, George Borgstrom, Buckminster Fuller. We're talking about heavyweights from way back, all deceased now, but we found them. We're adding those into the existing lineup. So we have hundreds of conversations with Remarkable Minds. Those are for people in the audience. I don't know what percentage of the audience it would be who really wants some in-depth conversations from wise men and women. You'll have it. Also, Progressive Commentary Hour. That's my most popular program of the week. It's done on Tuesday evenings, Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Generally a single topic with one or two guests on that topic. And this is cutting edge and almost always going against whatever corporate America or the government is saying. We're showing a different perspective. All of them, and also all of the commentaries. We have a lot of people who download the commentaries and read them or listen to the commentaries on air. Both are going to be done. The audio-video section and then the articles themselves. We're talking about hundreds of commentaries. So all of that is coming your way. It's all going to be posted on one site, and it's going up this week. So that's what we've been doing. So I'm talking about a huge, from the bottom up, everything's been rebuilt, state-of-the-art computer, state-of-the-art systems. We're right up there, you know, in technical quality with the majors. So that's why you haven't heard of us. However, our archives was still there, and you can always go to the archives. And we're separating our systems, so if anything happens to one, the archives are still there. And by the way, just so you know, today, for example, I did a show early this morning, pre-recorded, before we knew that we were going live today, so it's already up there. So if for any reason you can't hear it live, go to the archives, and you can download that day's show. I just recorded it earlier, and that's true for all the other programs as well. So a lot, you bet. The benefit to you, tremendous. Everything is upgraded. Now, here's the last thing before I get to our show today. It's important that people actually take the time to download the phone numbers, because had you had these phone numbers, you would have been able to go right over to the archives over the last 5 days and download any show. But unfortunately, people don't always do that. So I'm going to give you the numbers, and we've even expanded our live number because we were getting complaints from all over the world, Australian. And by the way, people in Australia, I'm doing a major webinar for a group of social activists, and it's going to be a large webinar. I'll let you know when that's happening. But we're heard all over the world. But sometimes too many people want to get on. So now we have two numbers. Here they are to listen to this program live. 605-562-5119. 605-562-5119. And our second number is a rollover, 425-390-6095. 425-390-6095. Here's the archive number. 631-359-9463. 631-359-9463. And also, we'll be updating you on my trip to New York, premieres, lectures, and everything else I'll be doing in that period of time. And then it's off on the road, doing two things simultaneously, a road trip by RV, which people in the audience who have RVs are welcome to join. But also I'm going to be filming two new documentaries on that trip. And those of you who want to see how a documentary is filmed, you'll have a chance to do that. So nothing has been stopped. Everything has just been improved. Now for today's program, we always like to begin with something that everybody can benefit from. And so here's where we begin, something as simple as grapes. Grapes have the benefit of helping people with systematic knee osteoarthritis. Now, I don't know if you have that, but a lot of people have osteoarthritis. Well, Texas Women's University did a study and showed that regular grape consumption can help alleviate pain associated with symptomatic osteoarthritis of the knee. It can also improve joint flexibility and overall mobility. Researchers attribute these potential benefits to the polyphenols found in grapes. Now, we already know that grapes help the heart. Grapes are rich in resveratrol, which is an anti-aging nutrient. So it was a 16-week clinical study, and it was designed to investigate the benefits of grape consumption on inflammation and osteoarthritis outcomes. And there was a very positive. Now, they used a grape freeze-dried powder, comparing that to a placebo, one that looked like and tasted like grapes but was not. And there was a 70% increase in very hard activity for those under 64 years of age consuming the grape powder. 70% increase. That's huge versus a placebo. Now, from Northwestern University comes a study about bad habits can lead to cancer and chronic disease correlated with simply a better lifestyle. What does that mean, lay language? Excuse me. Maybe you can recognize someone by what I'm going to share with you. The person that spends too much time in front of, they don't get enough exercise. They eat a diet, generally a high-fat diet, low in fruits and vegetables. So if that sounds familiar, because it describes a significant portion, about 90% of the American population, this new Northwestern medical study found that a lifestyle intervention could fully normalize these four unhealthy behaviors, which put people at risk for developing heart disease, common cancers, including breast cancer, colon, and prostate cancer. Simple as it may seem, it has profound, long-lasting, healthy benefits. So all the time I see people have very serious health conditions, and they say, well, you know, the doctor says I only have this much time to live, and I'm terrified, I don't want to die, I don't know what to do. They said there's nothing more to do, put your life in order. I said, well, let's just take a look at the things you want to do first, and how important are they? Now compare what you want to do if you could live longer or overcome this disease. What would you actually do that you haven't in the past? And then there's just, it's like lancing an abscess, a boil. Everything spills out. Things that no matter what their own family members didn't know about them, or society, frustrations, all kinds of issues held inside, because they always want to present themselves as the together person, responsible and together. So it was not easy for them to explain their grief, their responsibilities they had that they wish they didn't, etc. So that's what we're dealing with in our world today. So imagine now if you change something as simple as your lifestyle, you could do those things. Would you do it? Would you commit yourself to that? Would you finally say, yes, I'm going to do this? Some people it's yes, other people no. Other people don't have the belief that they're strong enough or disciplined enough to do it. They may be right or wrong. Depends upon each individual. But once you make that shift, you suddenly can reverse an awful lot of negative things that have happened in your body and put time on your side. From Tongji University in China, School of Medicine, comes a study about blueberries and a particular nutrient in blueberries that has anti-myeloma. And that is important. Multiple myeloma is an incurable hematological malignancy because it's drug resistant. And the blueberries and grapes were shown to actually be effective. How about that? So that's important. Something that is that simple, but has that profound effect. Now, mind you, later on in the program, I'm going to share a little video with you, but it's, if you're watching it, and you got to watch it because you got to see some stuff you wouldn't otherwise know. For example, I didn't know that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation was first called the Bill and Melinda Gates Population Control Foundation. Well, I guess the anti-eugenics people gave them a change of heart on that. But why aren't we using foods and herbs and botanicals and body cleansing and worldwide known and proven therapies that are natural, non-toxic? Why aren't we using them? In fact, why not are we not using them, but why are the people advocating them and using them attacked, including medical doctors throughout the last 100 years? I know I've defended a lot of those doctors. I've done the research for their lawyers to show them that what they were doing was based on sound science. And yet every single doctor I've ever known who is a holistic or complementary doctor has been attacked by the state medical boards like Dr. Stanislav Brzezinski or by the AMA. For quackery. Well, I took on the AMA, and we beat the hell out of the AMA. They lost. Clear up the Supreme Court. They had, after that battle, they had to recognize chiropractic as a legitimate healing modality, which it always was, and not a, quote, unscientific cult, which they were indoctrinated to believe it was. We're now challenging Wikipedia's so-called brand editors, by whose terms, anonymous people who have no background or skills in the field and yet proclaim it to be quackery. So how did all this happen? How do we end up with such a divisive system where an orthodox doctor will not question the safety of a drug, but will condemn someone using juices? How did we get here? This program coming up will show you that. And it's really well done. It shows you the Rockefellers. Oh, and by the way, for those who said, well, there's no conspiracy theory, there's no scheme. Oh, yeah, there is. But now they're not hiding it. And now we're going back and we're going to show you this week all the things that were there, the signs that were there, and we chose not to look any further. You can't. Bilderbergs, Yeah, there's no conspiracy there. Yes. In fact, we have other reporters who are going to be sharing their insights on that. So if you want to know why we don't have blueberries and grapes as part of a cancer prevention, let alone cancer treatment therapy, or why we're not using turmeric, for example, if I have someone with a irregular heartbeat as one of the problems that they're having, I'm going to ask them, take these scientific studies to your physician. It shows you that curcumin will do better than aspirin at keeping the platelets from aggregating. Just that alone. There are 12,000 studies elsewhere in Library of Medicine, but that will help. Why is that controversial? It's in the Library of Medicine. It's a peer-reviewed study. Because peer-reviewed studies, a million peer-reviewed studies, cannot change a closed mind that's been indoctrinated like a cult. And all of medicine today is acting more like a cult and a religion, where they're the high priest, instead of a responsible way of helping prevent or treat disease. And by the way, here's something simple. University of Illinois. They found that exercise makes the blood of obese people healthier. So let me explain this. Many of the health problems linked to obesity are a result of chronic inflammation. So inflammation is a natural process in the body in response to harm. But in obese people, it can become long-term, and this can lead to damage of your healthy tissue, your heart, your kidneys, your liver, your brain. And certain blood cells are more likely to cause inflammation. And if these cells are made in the body in greater number than normal, they can spread to organs in the body and cause them to malfunction. Now, the blood cells responsible for causing inflammation are formed from stem cells within the body. So this new research is the first to show that exercise alters the characteristics of these blood-forming stem cells and therefore reduces the number of blood cells likely to cause inflammation. These findings provide a new explanation of how exercise can improve the health of adults, and especially if you're overweight. Now, young, lean adults and younger people, and even obese adults who were otherwise not manifesting disease, were in this study. So it's good. And also coming up the end here, in Binghamton University, they found that people who go to bed late have less control over OCD symptoms. A late bedtime is associated with lower perceived control of obsessive thoughts. And so that's interesting. So think of that, you know, the ritualized behavior of staying up late that could cause you a lot of problems emotionally. And green tea with ginger and capsaicin, all those together, is linked to weight and metabolic improvements. Kashan University of Medical Sciences did that. Again, this was a double-blind, placebo-controlled study. Green tea, the red pepper, it's, let me spell it for you, C-A-P-S-A-I-C-I-N, that's the active ingredient, and then ginger. That combination is great for helping improve your metabolic condition and losing weight. That's the latest on health and healing.